This is Suzanne Conrad from Lightyear Leadership, sharing with you the principle, the body is innately intelligent. This principle is so crucial to achieving all the different elements that the Lightyear work brings to people in terms of finding dynamic balance in our life between our health, our career, and our personal goals. It is so, so important to us to learn how to live in and care for our body, our vehicle for getting around.
So I have to admit that this has taken me a little bit of time to learn. At the time of this recording, I'm now 51, and I've been practicing this principle for quite some time. I can tell you that in my teens and in my 20s, I pretty much related to my body as if it was a 57 Chevy, and I could just do anything with it. And all I really respected was my mind. You know, were my thoughts, which of course weren't often even all my thoughts. They were whatever thoughts were coming into my mind. So earlier on in my life, I was a bit of what I would call a head up person, you know, a neck up person. And I didn't really know how to tap into the intelligence and capacity and power of my own body. Now, when I first became pregnant, I made the choice to have a home birth of all my four children. I have had four home births, and that experience in and of itself is a very big, at least a master's program, if not a PhD, in learning how the body is innately intelligent. And yet, even with that background, it wasn't until really 16 years ago that I began to recognize that my body could help me tremendously as a leader. Now, let me tell you what I mean. So, here's the thing about bodies. We're either listening to them or overriding them. Why it's important to listen to our body is it doesn't know how to lie to you. The body only and always tells the truth. The tricky part is, are we going to listen to it or not? Are we going to override it? Are we going to tell it to hush? Are we going to tell it to just get over it and get on with it? Now, of course, that will eventually catch up with us. So right now, in this moment, why don't you play with me and do the following? Either sitting in your chair or standing up, just settle yourself in and go ahead and say the word, yes. And take a moment and sense what's happening with your body. And now say the word no. And sense what you are experiencing. When I do this in a room full of people and ask them what they are experiencing, here's some of the things they say. People will say, well, you know, my shoulders lifted up with yes, and I felt them curl in with no. People sometimes say, my chest moved forward and out and up with yes and sank back with no. Many people will move forward and tilt slightly with the word yes and tilt back slightly with the word no. Other people will actually feel themselves slightly elevated and lift just a bit and then settle down with the word no. This becomes a very valuable thing to recognize because as you become more aware of how your body communicates to you and your body communicates to you through sensation, it does not communicate to you through words. It communicates to you through sensation. And as you become more aware of this, what you're going to be able to do is ask yourself questions that you want to have a deeper understanding of, and your body's going to be able to tell you something about it. And it becomes particularly helpful after you've done the clearing work in principle number one and the wholeness work in principle number two, because mostly what's going to happen is there's going to be questions that are valuable ones to answer. So when you meet someone, you're going to be able to have that innate sense of, yes, this is someone I'm attracted to. This is something that I want to pursue. Or if you're even facing a more complicated strategic question about what to do in your business or in your life, please include your body in your board of advisors and ask and listen to it and find out what it has to say. Because it's very likely that it has a valuable perspective to share with you. And then finally, I'd like to say a bit about why understanding the sensations that you have about your own life are so valuable to you. The work of Light Year is predicated on this amazing idea that we can be sensitive to and aware of the very slightest sensations that give us that cue that we are about to be in reaction. So once I got clear about the certain things that go on in my own body when I'm afraid or anxious or when I'm putting myself down, I've been able to clear them and correct them and be able to not stay in that place for very long. So now hold on to your horses, because I'm going to tell you something super, super valuable. Now that I have that body understanding for myself, when I'm on the phone working with a group of people, or when I'm in a meeting working with a group of people in person, or when I'm one-on-one with someone, when I begin to experience a sensation in my body that I know is not mine, so to speak, it gives me a clue to know what might be going on with the other person. So for instance, if I know that I'm actually relaxed and comfortable, and I feel my own shoulders tightening, it gives me a clue that I might want to ask the other person I'm working with, is there anything that you're currently concerned about? And then I'll often feel this coming from them, and then they'll share whatever was the burden for them. So subtly, my body is giving me information about how to support and goal the other person. I found with the hundreds of people that I've been developing and working with that this is a consistent thing that people are able to discover. So this is not just only for the people that might consider themselves empaths. This is all people. And there's research that shows that we are connected energetically when we're together physically. And I experience the very same thing when working with people on the phone. So as you begin your work and your study, and you are considering principle number three, the body is innately intelligent, I'd like to invite you to day-to-day find more opportunities to listen to your body. It might be thirsty. It might need a rest. It might have something to share with you. It might be telling you no. It might be telling you yes. So take the time to listen. Take the time to build a relationship where your body can trust you back. If you're the person who's spent years ignoring it, it might be just going, oh, she doesn't ever listen to me. Oh, so you might need to regain the trust of your body that you'll actually take a rest from that fractured ankle and elevate it, and that you won't just override the signals and sensations. I believe that this principle can lead to greater health, understanding, and greater decisions and opportunities to support other people.